Good morning. Welcome to the Bell and Pollack Legal Show. Gary Bell along with Brad Pollack. We're bringing the show to you each week to educate you, to teach you, to train you on how to deal with insurance companies once you've been injured in a car crash. You know, we do car crash cases. We do big ones, medium ones, small ones. We do them well. We've been doing them for over 30 years. We've been helping people put their lives back together. Sometimes you need a professional on your side. Insurance companies have their own attorneys. Who do you have? Insurance companies have their own doctors. Who do you have? Do you have a game plan? I mean a legal game plan. Well, guess what? You can get one at Bell and Pollack. If you come see us, we can give you a free initial consultation and a free legal game plan. What does that mean? That means you'll understand your rights. You'll understand what to do from beginning to end once you've been involved in a car crash or injured on the job. You'll understand the rules, the regulations, what you need to do, how do you need to approach it, what you need to say, what the insurance adjuster is going to try to do to you, what you need to stay away from, and how you proceed with your claim, a free legal game plan. And that what I just said just now just touches the tip of the iceberg. There's much, much more to our legal game plan than what I just said. Bottom line is, you know, you're empowered, you have the knowledge, once you leave our offices, as to how to proceed with your claim. It's refreshing. You're not guessing. You're understanding. You're knowing. Knowledge is power, as we've said many times. We say it in this show right here. This show is about injury subjects. We cover different injury subject each week. Today, we're talking about how insurance companies really, really evaluate your claim. You know, our typical example always is you got in a car crash, but we do cases in workers' comp. We do other kinds of injury cases. We do all kinds of injury cases. But our example here in the show is you're injured in a car crash. You're going to make a claim with the insurance company for your injuries. You know, what are your injuries? We covered that in another show. How do you prove damages? We covered that in another show. So what happens is you contact the insurance company. You're going to make a claim. You know, sometimes they won't pay, but we're going to cover today exactly how they go through the evaluation process, and they have their own computers to lowball you, et cetera, and we'll teach you about that today. Okay, so, you know, Brad, you're at the scene of the accident. We've covered before that you make your first call. We've even done a show on what you should say or not say or do or not do in the first call to the insurance adjuster, but that insurance adjuster, the bodily injury, BI, adjuster is the most important one you're going to talk to, and they start right out of the gate trying to get your information.
Right. They're going to start trying to get information that will help them, and it's going to be information that's going to help them try and find a way to defer some of your injuries, some of your damages, some of your problems to another source, to whatever other source they can, or to try and show that that you're faking it, or to try and show that you shouldn't have been injured, so it's mental, and as soon as the case is over, your pain will go away. They've got a number of different things and excuses they're going to use, but they're going to immediately start with trying to find another way to defer the problem.
Right, and you know, at the beginning, they ask you to, they say, we're going to send you some paperwork, a few documents. You're not going to sign these documents. We've covered that before. We're not going to beat it to death in this show, but they're going to send you some releases to release your medical records to them. You don't want to sign those. Releases are deadly to you, and we've covered it in another show with all the reasons why. You don't want to sign their questionnaire. You don't want to fill out their questionnaire. All the doctors you've ever seen, and then they go get all the records. So that's to start with. But the bottom line is the insurance company has to know your medical condition to evaluate your claim. So to start right there, how do you get them to know your medical condition? Well, there's a couple of cases in Colorado. One's called Alcon versus Spicer, and that case was decided in Colorado, and it said that the insurance company is not entitled to all of your records. They're not entitled to records that are not relevant, not applicable to your injuries. So, for example, if you injured your ankle 10 years before the accident and you injured your neck in the accident, why do they get your ankle records? Why do they get the records about female records, gynecological records, obstetrical records? They're not relevant. They're going to say they are, but they're not relevant. So you need the first step in evaluating your claim. The insurance company does need some medical records, and you are required to give them some medical records if you want to be paid. You don't have to give them if you don't want to make a claim, but if you do. And so, Brad, let's talk just a little bit about the fact that the insurance companies, they get your records, they start summarizing them, they start categorizing them, and then what do you hear from these insurance companies? You hear all kinds of excuses.
Well, the the insurance companies are interesting because one of the things they're going to do right away is they're going to want to start talking about whether or not your injuries are something that is, it can be detected by medical examination or by medical care. This is something that goes into their factors and into whether or not and what kind of multiplier they're going to use on your actual economic losses. And the thing is that they weigh into this, what's the chances that a jury is going to believe you're hurt? And what's the chances that you can actually prove or document that you're hurt? And so one of the first things they start wanting to know is can you be able to, or will you be able to show, first of all, fairly recent or fairly quick care, medical care after the accident? How long did it take you to go get medical care? If you have a long gap, they're going to be able to defer it or say it was caused by something else or there's something wrong with your claim. Or if you got care right away and you've continued to get care, then the next thing they're going to do is they're going to say, now do we attack the doctor? They're never going to attack them straight up because they know that in this country, attacking doctors is a very hard thing to do. They're not going to want to take that, but they're going to attack the doctor is in saying, you have no actual visible injury that can be documented by any type of diagnostics that are used in the hospital or by the doctor.
Right. And so the, you know, visible injury, you must be okay. You look okay. You walk okay. You talk okay. What's your problem? What's the big problem? Well, the problem is my neck's killing me. The problem is my back's killing me. And so you got to start this claim process by sending them the records. You don't have to send them to them every day. If you're going to treat for 3 months, 6 months, a year, longer, if the injuries are going to be permanent, you can wait a few months to see what it sorts out to be your injury. And then, by the way, that's a reason you don't take a quick settlement, because a quick settlement ends your claim forever. And if you discover something a month after the quick settlement, then you're not going to get paid on that. It's just that easy, because once you sign the settlement papers, your case is over. So you're going to want to give them the medical records, but you give them the right relevant medical records. Under Alcon versus Spicer, do not let them convince you they're entitled to all of your medical records. They're not. So you do the medical records. And then Brad was talking about special damages. So let's talk about that a second. You know, Brad, let's explain to everybody what special damages are, and we can start maybe with medical bills.
Well, the special damages are going to be those damages, like you said, medical bills, that you can relate to and you can say are caused or the result of are reasonable and necessary bills that were incurred due to the injury that occurred in the accident. You're going to have to be able to show causation. I think we're going to talk next week about that, Gary.
Right.
But once you can show that causation and get past that, they're going to have to say, then the next question is, are the medical bills reasonable and necessary? Once again, the first thing they're going to do is they're going to start looking for how often you treated or when you treated and the timeliness of your treatment. But after that, they're also going to, in a very subtle way, start attacking the doctors. They're going to start attacking the medical care professionals. Either show us some kind of documentation that supports the bills that you've incurred or the bills that the doctors are charging. Show us that those bills are reasonable. Show us that they're usual customary rates. Show us that it's something that deals with this accident. Insurance companies have no respect for anyone. And I'm very serious about that. Adjusters have no respect for anyone. They will attack anyone and everyone to save money. They have no problems going after your doctor. They have no problems saying either your doctor is not honest, or your doctor doesn't know, or your doctor doesn't understand, or your doctor is simply trying to do you a favor. They have no problem going after all the medical care professionals, but they do it very sneaky. They do it in a way to make it sound like you're to blame for what the doctor's doing.
Right. And so we start with the special damages. We're talking about how insurance companies evaluate claims. They first look at the special damages. Special damages include medical bills. So if your medical bills are $10,000, they're going to look at that. They're going to not take it at face value. They're going to try to attack it and say it's not reasonable, wasn't necessary, it was over-treatment, it was too many treatments by your chiropractor, et cetera, et cetera. But you're going to submit your medical bills. Another category of special damages are your wages. Your lost wages, your lost income. You know, it's a different approach if you own your own business. It's a different approach if you're a wage earner. It's a different approach if you're an entrepreneur. It's a different approach if you're like an independent contractor. And all these require different approaches to prove your special damages, which we can't cover in today's show. But the point of the matter is you have to prove your lost wages. And so let's take the example of a wage earner. They injured in a car crash. They missed, the doctor took them off work. They missed a month and a half of work. So those are recoverable. Those are special damages. That's part of your claim, wages. But the important part in all these categories that we're going to talk about today is the future. So you missed a month and a half of work, so you're released to go back to work part-time. Can you recover for that? Yes, you can. What's going to be the future? Are you going to be released? Are you going to be fired from your job? People are fired from the job. They can't do the job anymore. So the insurance companies evaluate the claims, but they usually don't want to evaluate how this is going to impact you in the future, because when you talk to them on the phone, they say, well, we got $10,000 in medical bills. We got $8,500 of wages, that's it. We'll pay a little bit for pain and suffering on top of that, and that's it. Well, that's not it. That's not it. On the special damages, you've got the future. What about the rest of your life? What about the next 2 years? That all gets built in and should be built in and incorporated into and evaluated by the insurance company, but you got to know that they're going to try to avoid that. All right, you're listening to the Bell and Pollack Legal Show. Gary Bell, Brad Pollack. Our law firm is Bell and Pollack. We got offices conveniently located in Greenwood Village, I-25 and Orchard. Easy access, easy free parking. We did that on purpose. Don't you hate to look for someplace where you don't need to look very hard for Bell and Pollack? It's easy to find, easy access, and free parking. We'll give you a free initial consultation and a free legal game plan. You're listening to our show, the Bell and Pollack Legal Show. This is an injury show. We are injury attorneys to help you, to help people. We'll be right back.
Ready for an extraordinary lunch? As fast or as slow as you want it, with all fresh ingredients? Caitlin's Restaurant has it all. Express lunches that won't keep you waiting, or if you prefer, lunch served in that old-fashioned homemade style. All made fresh, on the spot. Whether it's a fresh-made sandwich with homemade chips, quesadilla loaded with cheddar or jack cheeses, or scratch-made soups, you'll find everything you love at Caitlin's. Caitlin's is located on Mississippi, just east of Colorado Boulevard, next to Bookies. How about green chili chicken stew? Think about a variety of fresh-made sandwiches or 11 different kinds of burgers made to order with 1/2 pound of the finest USDA choice lean ground beef. You might favor a homemade New Mexican recipe with carne adobada burritos, chicken enchiladas, carnitas burritos, served with hash brown special recipe beans, cheeses with guacamole, and your choice of homemade red or green chili sauces. For those who prefer the lighter side, there are fresh made salads and lighter fares. Sure to delight. Try Caitlin's for lunch or breakfast on Mississippi, just east of Colorado Boulevard, next to Bookies. Call 303-798-6600. You'll love it every bite of the way.
You're on your way to the store, then boom, you're T-boned at 45 miles per hour. Instead of shopping, you're on your way to the ER. Then comes the doctor visits, prescriptions, therapy, diagnostics, ongoing treatment, and the limitations. You have range of motion problems. Then the ultimate insult. The insurance company makes you feel like the crash was your fault. You need a legal game plan. You want a legal game plan. At Bell & Pollack, we've used over 25 years of experience to develop a legal game plan just for you. Our game plan has injury rules, rules of treatment, rules of claims, insurance company rules, litigation rules, rules they use to beat you. Now you can have them and know them and use them to protect you and your family. Our Bell & Pollack legal game plan gives you the rules the insurance company doesn't want you to have, or know, or use. But guess what? We do. At Bell & Pollack, success is no accident. Find us at championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com. Get your free initial consult and your free legal game plan. We'll help you. Good morning. Welcome back to the Bell and Pollack Legal Show. I'm Gary Bell, along with Brad Pollack. Our law firm is Bell and Pollack. We are injury attorneys. We do cases all over the state of Colorado. Our website, championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com. You can find us anytime, anywhere, and we'll come to you. We've done cases all four corners of the state and in between. Okay, today we're talking about how insurance companies evaluate claims. You know, Brad, right up before the break, we were talking about the fact that, you got to keep in mind the future. But when you submit your special damages, like medical bills and like lost wages, that's not the end of the categories of damages.
No, it's most certainly not the end of the category of damages. Just because you handed them your medical bills and your lost wages, and as Gary, you said a little bit earlier, you have to think into the future. What will be the medical bills? What will be the lost wages in the future? How often am I going to need care? Insurance companies consider this as part of their factors. Is a physician Is the physician willing to clearly indicate that you're going to have recurring symptoms or that you're going to have recurring problems, that you're going to need recurring care? If the physician is willing to say that you're either going to have the recurring care or you're going to have degenerative and future problems from the injury, as a result of the injury, even if they stabilized as of the time that you're there talking to the insurance company, if the physician will clearly say that, that the insurance company is going to say, well, the claim's worth more money. Now, that's part of the additional amounts you've got to try and hand them when it comes time to show what your economic losses are. And you have to do that by getting projections. You have to do that by getting what the cost will be in the future. And sometimes it's very difficult to do. I highly, highly suggest if you're at that point, you need to be talking to a lawyer to get an idea what that's going to be all about.
Exactly. To calculate your future damages, and don't let them ignore it. They're going to try to ignore it because when they evaluate the claim, as I said, another example, another time, let's just cover it one more time. $10,000 in medical bills. Okay. The insurance company says, well, yeah, we got that. They don't talk about the future just up to now. And then let's say $8,500 of lost wages. Okay, we got that. That's $18,500. Okay, we'll pay a little bit more for pain and suffering. No, no, no. What is your future medical treatment going to involve? Now, Brad, let's talk about on future medical costs, bills, expenses. Let's talk about surgery. Doctors sometimes recommend surgery, but you don't have to have it tomorrow. And a lot of people don't want to go under the knife. They don't want to have surgery, so they put it off as long as they can. But the insurance company says, well, you haven't had the surgery yet. Do you have a scheduled surgery date? No, we don't.
And the point of it is you're looking and saying, see, they like to catch you in that little trap. Well, you haven't had surgery yet. No, it's not bad enough. My doctor tells me I'm eventually going to need surgery. But the doctors normally, in a conservative care approach, will say, let's hold off for as long as we can. That where we can do a safe surgery, but at the same time, not do it immediately. Why? Well, stop and think about it. If the surgery's done right away, then first of all, the insurance companies are going to start arguing that it was premature. You didn't need to do it right away. It wasn't absolutely necessary at the time. Even the health insurance companies might be arguing, saying, hey, you don't need to do it right now. Wait until it gets worse. But the other thing is that, for instance, when we talk about back surgeries, quite often we have what we call a disc above and disc below syndrome. We have syndromes where that surgery starts wearing out and it may have to be repeated in the future, where we start having other parts of our bodies having to compensate for where the surgery took place, which now is going to make other parts of our body need additional care. And maybe need surgery in those parts in the future. So, you know, doctors, I think rightfully, quite often will say, let's hold off on the surgery. The bad doctors are the ones who go, well, you're not going to need it. Oh, it's just not there. Because these become known as defense doctors. And they are there to try to make as much money as they can from actually not practicing medicine. They try and make a lot of money from actually saying people don't need medical care. But on the other side, you do need to build in what that surgery is going to cost.
Exactly. So we're trying to tell you and teach you how insurance companies evaluate claims. Of course, it's a long, lengthy process. And when you talked about future damages, you couldn't run to an attorney fast enough. You can come to us anytime. Our website, championsofthepeople.com. You get a free legal game plan. All right, so let's cover. We've covered medical bills. Don't forget the future. We've covered lost wages and lost earning capacity. Don't forget the future. A good example of that is suppose you have a child prodigy that can play the piano like there's no business, like there's no tomorrow, okay? Suppose you have a child prodigy that's going to be a world-class musician, and maybe they already are at 10 years old, 11, 12, whatever, and they're going to go study in Vienna, they're going to go study in Aspen, they're going to study under all these wonderful, wonderful musicians, and they have an accident, and they have to cut their hand off. You think there's any future lost earning capacity there? Think there's any lost earnings there? What about the future of this child earning capacity? Forget about just for a second. We don't want to forget about it, but set it aside for a second, the injury itself, the pain, the humiliation, the emotional damage, the mental anguish. Forget about that a second, just the lost wages. You know, Brad, and that's a lost earning capacity issue, and you can reduce that to present value and prove it.
And that's another one where you're going to get good fights from the defense counsel. You're going to get good fights from the insurance company because they're not interested in lost earning capacity. They understand that's what the law says. They understand that's what the jury instruction usually says. They understand that's what you're supposed to be talking about, but they prefer to say that, to avoid what they call lost earning capacity, and they prefer to say, where are you right now? So in your example, Gary, they would look at the child and they go, oh, we're not willing to think about the lost earning capacity of that child who lost her arm, she or her hand. She wasn't making any money at the time. So if we look at the fact she wasn't making any money at the time, then she shouldn't get any money. She shouldn't get any money for the future either, because you can't say for sure she would have been making money.
Exactly. And so they said, what are the past losses? Well, at 11 years old, you don't have any past lost earning capacity. You don't have any lost wages. But so, they're going to grow into this person's a world-class pianist.
So there you go. They're going to all of a sudden start saying, look, you know, here's the situation we've got for you. You are in a situation, plain and simple, where you can't show the person had been making money. You can't show the person will make money in the future. All you can do is talk about statistics, and you shouldn't apply those statistics. That's why insurance companies love to get somebody who's been injured that either isn't working, is on some other form of disability that they're trying to overcome, like a temporary disability from a work comp injury or from some other kind of injury. They love to get people who are underemployed at the time for some reason, whatever that might be. They love to get people who have just moved and are starting new jobs or involved in new jobs where they cannot show a track record of income. They love to get people who are starting out with new businesses. They love to get those type of people as the victims, because they know those people are going to be arguing lost earning capacity, which insurance companies and defense lawyers quite often can just plain fool juries into believing shouldn't be used.
Exactly. You know, and let's just talk about one that'll hit home with you right now. The insurance companies, Brad, was saying they love this, they love that. Well, they do. And here's another one they love, and it just makes us so angry at Bell and Pollock, is you've got a mom that's the dad's been working. The mom's been working full-time at home for 15 years. The children are 20 years, 18 years. The children are grown. And the mom wants to go back to her vocation and wants to go back to work. And so she gets a job. She's been in the job 3 or 4 months, and she has an accident. And so the insurance company says there's no earning history, there's no work history, so there's no future losses because you can't calculate them. The other one that even makes us angrier is you got a full-time mom, which is a full-time job, double full-time job, as we all know, and they say, well, she wasn't working outside the home, so she didn't have a job, so there's no lost earning capacity, there's no lost earnings, there's no lost wages. Well, she wasn't getting a wage, she wasn't getting paid by the hour, but she was working double time, triple time. Plus, and so there's no value ascribed to that by the insurance company. It just infuriates us.
Plus, they like to imply, well, you know, she was going to do that forever, or that mom or dad staying home with her child was never going to go back to work. There's no lost earning capacity. None. And then they say they take the numbers that are provided by the economist who does provide lost earning capacity, and all of a sudden they start saying those don't count. Well, the numbers have already calculated in the number of people who don't go back to work, the number of people who do go back to work, the number of people who resume careers after child care or resume careers after temporarily taking care of their parents who need help. The numbers show that. But this is where quite often what you're going to find is you're going to find defense lawyers and defendants and insurance companies will use accountants, but they don't use economists. And that's very important, because the economists quite often are the ones, or economists actually are the ones, who need to look into and who will look into human loss earning capacity and human capacity versus accountants who are simply looking at what the numbers have been and saying, well, that's what the numbers have been, and I guess we just have to assume that's the way they'll always be.
Brad, so right. You take the deposition of these accountants in cases, and you ask them, you know, have you been trained in human capital economics? No. Do you even know what it is? Probably not. But it's a big, important factor for you as a victim. So we're trying to educate you and teach you how insurance companies evaluate claims. Do not think they're going to make you a fair offer right out of the gate or even in the end. Do not think that they're going to evaluate all this for you. One of the biggest myths we have in our books, and by the way, our books are free. You go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. But one of the myths are, don't fall for this, one of the myths are, well, you know, I'm a victim of a car accident, so the insurance company is going to be fair to me. Really? Really?
And don't fall for the myth. Another big myth is, well, I've had this same insurance company for the last 20 years, the last 25 years. I've never made a claim, and they don't want to lose me as an insured, and they're going to be good to me because I'm a loyal customer of theirs.
Right. You just shouldn't fall for it. You need to put together the claim. You need probably the advice and counsel and help of an attorney. You can call us anytime, 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. In the mountains, it's 970-870-8989, or our website, championsofthepeople.com. You're listening to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. This is an injury show. We teach you injury subjects. We do it every week. We are Colorado's premier injury law firm, and we are your champions of the people.
Ready for an extraordinary lunch? As fast or as slow as you want it, with all fresh ingredients? Caitlin's Restaurant has it all. Express lunches that won't keep you waiting, or if you prefer, lunch served in that old-fashioned homemade style. All made fresh, on the spot. Whether it's a fresh-made sandwich with homemade chips, quesadilla loaded with cheddar or jack cheeses, or scratch-made soups, you'll find everything you love at Caitlin's. Caitlin's is located on Mississippi, just east of Colorado Boulevard, next to Bookies. How about green chili chicken stew? Think about a variety of fresh-made sandwiches or a 11 different kinds of burgers made to order with 1/2 pound of the finest USDA choice lean ground beef. You might favor a homemade New Mexican recipe with carne adobada burritos, chicken enchiladas, carnitas burritos, served with hash brown special recipe beans, cheeses with guacamole, and your choice of homemade red or green chili sauces. For those who prefer the lighter side, there are fresh made salads and lighter fares. Sure to delight. Try Caitlin's for lunch or breakfast on Mississippi, just east of Colorado Boulevard, next to Bookies. Call 303-798-6600. You'll love it every bite of the way.
You're on your way to the store, then boom, you're T-boned at 45 miles per hour. Instead of shopping, you're on your way to the ER. Then comes the doctor visits, prescriptions, therapy, diagnostics, ongoing treatment, and the limitations. You have range of motion problems. Then the ultimate insult. The insurance company makes you feel like the crash was your fault. You need a legal game plan. You want a legal game plan. At Bell & Pollock, we've used over 25 years of experience to develop a legal game plan just for you. Our game plan has injury rules, rules of treatment, rules of claims, insurance company rules, litigation rules, rules they use to beat you. Now you can have them and know them and use them to protect you and your family. Our Bell & Pollock legal game plan gives you the rules the insurance company doesn't want you to have, or know, or use. But guess what? We do. At Bell & Pollock, success is no accident. Find us at championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com. Get your free initial consult and your free legal game plan. We'll help you. Good morning. Welcome back to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. Gary Bell, Brad Pollock. Our law firm is Bell and Pollock. We're here to help you. We've helped thousands of people put their lives back together over 30 years of doing the same thing. And so we can help you if you've been injured. Okay, Brad, we know that you submit your medical bills. We know you submit your special damages, your lost wages. Then let's make sure and everybody understands that's not the end of the submission. There's other categories of damages like pain and suffering. Let's cover those to wrap up this show.
Oh, yeah. You've got to make sure you cover the other special category of damages, because these are very important. You've got the permanency of the injury, the disability that the injury causes. You've got the disfigurement that the injury might cause either now or in the future. You've got the loss of family or social educational experiences, such as a loss of enjoyment of life, what you can't do anymore. And loss of enjoyment of life tends to get mixed in with this. But when we start saying, what about loss of family experiences or social experiences, because you can no longer do the things you used to do. You can't be around the same people, or you can't do the same things with those people that used to do. You've got the mental side of it, the emotional damages, the stress, the embarrassment, the depression, the strains on family relationships. These are all things that have to be factored into how the injury is calculated.
Right. So there's numerous categories of damages. Do not let them convince you there's just a couple. I think what I hear more than anything, Brad, is that people call up and say, well, the insurance company offered me $2,500. They said $1,000 for my medical bills, $1,000 for my lost wages, and $500 for pain and suffering. Well, that's not the end of the categories of damages. That doesn't even come close.
And if the insurance company tells you, I'll tell you what, we'll go ahead and take care of your medical bills and we'll give you this, that, well, let us pay your medical bills direct and we'll give you a little extra on top. Do not fall for that. That is a trap. And we can explain that trap either by calling us or listening to a future show where we talk about the trap of the insurance company saying, we'll go ahead and pay those medical bills direct for you. And then you, and then we'll send you a little extra on top. So you, they're doing you a favor, taking you out of the way of having to pay those bills.
Exactly. You can call us anytime, 303-795-5900 in the mountains, 970-870-8989, and anytime, anywhere, any place, our website, championsofthepeople.com. You can get a free case evaluation. You can email us. You can talk to us. It's just that easy. Also, if you come in, you get a free legal game plan. Gary Bell, Brad Pollack, Bell and Pollack, injury attorneys, Colorado's premier injury law firm, and your champions of the people.